good girls go. Finally, hi. Welcome to Lady in the Harlot Podcast. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And welcome to another week's episode.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, welcome to another week episode. And this week's topic is actually, I don't even know. Now I don't know if I want to call it this, but.
The game.
So I'm going to I'll just rewrite the book. Yeah, I'll rewrite the book, but for women. The Women's Guide to Bullshit Artists. How about that?
Knowing when to spot them out.
Yeah, knowing when to spot them out. Exactly. So
knowing that men think they could bullshit women, and it's just like. Maybe some people you can, but not everyone, especially the old heads.
Right.
And I'm not saying we're older or anything like that, but you know what I mean? You know, we've kind of
the
been
wiser.
There.
Yeah, we've been around the block,
been there, done that. So at this stage and this point, you can't bullshit me. I can see through shit.
Right, right. And so probably about two decades ago, there was a book called The Game, The Pickup Artist's Guide to Picking Up Women. And now I'm seriously thinking I should.
They need to rewrite that.
Rewrite that book. But for the women, the game, the how to spot a bullshitter,
a bullshit artist.
Yeah. The reason we started talking about this before we started recording was because
I attract every minute Dagna has some escapades going on.
I attract the crazy crazies or whatever.
The crazy crazies.
So you know, I'm single.
Ready to mingle.
Not ready. No, I don't. I'm not really ready to mingle at this point anymore. I'm single. I'm dating around. I'm not having sex. I'm choosing to be. It's funny. People are like, how are you having us? How are you choosing to be celibate when you have a sex podcast? And I'm like, it's not just about sex, it's about relationships, it's the whole dynamic. We do touch on the topic of sex every now and then,
right?
But for the most part, we talk about relationships.
I was celibate for 6 months.
Right,
almost close to seven.
Oh, when we started. Mm-hmm. yeah. So you know, I think that it's just so stupid. People are like, well, how can you do that if you're having this podcast? Well, look,
it's just about our experiences with
right,
sex and,
right.
and life.
And relationships.
Yeah.
If you listen to the first episode, we say that.
But
anyway.
Some people tend not to listen. They just assume based off the title.
Right. And then they go based off of how we look. They're like, oh, they're look at how hot they are. They're
supposed to
be having sex all the
time.
Thank
you very much. Yes.
Yeah.
We are.
Oh, no. We are hot, but we're not all having sex because I'm not. You are. So now the tables have turned a year later.
Yeah.
Because
I'm in a relationship.
Right.
Quote unquote.
But that's the thing though, like just because I'm not having sex with anybody doesn't mean that I can't talk about the shit because I've been in the game for over 20 years.
Right.
You know? And I've had a ton of relationships and fun over the years. And I think that right now for me is time for me to just be alone. So with that being said, I been doing some research and I'm starting to see a pattern, and I've seen this pattern for years, but it's just like a little odd. And I guess it's because of the fact that we're older now,
right?
That why is this still a thing,
right?
The shit that I'm experiencing,
especially when these people are around our age,
right?
And they think like I was born yesterday, and it's just like, dude, I can see the signs. I can see certain things that don't really
doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it doesn't match up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, and I know you guys are probably like, what are you guys talking about? And I'm going to get to that in a second.
Right.
But it's like the shit that I'm seeing today is stuff that would be acceptable when you're in your 20s.
Right.
Not your mid-30s.
It's really not acceptable at all, to tell
it
you
it shouldn't
true.
Be acceptable, but I get it in your 20s, when you're in your early 20s and you're still trying to find yourself and you're still trying to have fun and figure out what it is I want in life.
Right.
Okay, fine. Play the game, play the field, do the fuck, whatever the fuck you want.
Right.
But to be, you know, in your 30s, you should.
40s.
Yeah, 50s. 40s, 50s. Yeah. You should already know
exactly what you want.
What you want, what you're looking for, and that's it. And then if you find that.
Stick to that.
Stick to that, right.
Because trust me, it's not easy meeting people and finding somebody who you right. connect with on any level.
Right. And we all know we're not going to find the perfect person.
Because that doesn't exist. Even though there's some people who think in their minds that...
I'm going to find the perfect one. Now, I will say that maybe the perfect one for you, you know, let's say they hit... Let's say there's 10 things on the list and they hit all nine. They hit 9 out of the 10. Is that 10 thing that they don't hit a deal breaker for you?
No.
Depends.
It depends. But I know for me, like, nobody's perfect.
Right.
As long as you're ticking off, like, some of those boxes, majority
right.
of those boxes.
Right. Then you compromise and work on the thing that's lacking or missing or right. whatever. Because
that's what relationships are all about, compromise. Right.
Meeting halfway.
Yeah.
Right. Being transparent, being honest, meeting halfway. Right. So with that being said, several weeks ago, I wake up early. And when I wake up, I usually get onto my social media, which I really need to get out of the habit of doing.
You know me, I'm not even on social media right now. I took myself off.
Only because it was her birthday. For some odd reason, Cheryl doesn't like to be on social media for her birthday.
No. So I do it every year. I remove myself.
But that's okay. They bombarded my page, which I will tag you on, and it will be the same result. So.
So crazy.
I fixed that problem. But I tend to go on because I like to see the memories that pop up on my Facebook.
Right.
And it just reminds me of certain, like, good times and stuff. And then also, like, times where I was like, damn, what place was I in? Because I was really probably going through it with this post, you know? I know we all do that when it comes to Facebook. Instagram, not so much.
Right.
Right. But anyway, I was on Instagram and since we do a lot of, like, relationship posts and stuff like that, we get related videos based around the topic. So a guy posted a TikTok video on Instagram about this website for dating. And I did not realize, like, there's dating sites for everything.
It's just so funny.
Everything. And so I thought it was a joke. So it was a dating website for well-endowed men. Like, I didn't find one for guys that were small, but I found one for guys that were well endowed.
Yeah, I don't know if that exists.
Right. So I send it to Cheryl and I was like, yo, this
7 or better.
Yeah. She's like, I'm like, this got to be a joke. And then, like, a second I go on and I realize it's not a joke. It's real. Right. And I said,
You can't honestly take men. No offense to anybody who is on that site.
Yeah.
But it's hard to take a man seriously who's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about, you know, my dick is 10 inches to 11, you know, talking about dick size. Cause that's what the site is all about. Well, dating site.
Well endowed men. Yeah.
Yeah. You only thing you're really going to think about is sex. That's about it. Mm-hmm. I want to meet my soulmate on here. This is why I'm going on. Like, come on.
Yeah, but then there's...
I can't take it seriously.
Well, so there's size queens that women...
Size queens in terms of what?
No, so size queens are like... Remember how in the beginning you're like, I need a guy who's like 9 inches or better, you know?
I was just joking when it came down to that. That was from the song.
But there's women that that feel that way, that they don't want to be with anybody that's less than. So it kind of eliminates that problem. And this is what's on there. So yeah, now but some of them are.
It's like some of it is just crazy. The sizes,
like 13 inches and the size of a Coke can. Like what?
You know, maybe a porn star, they would have to like force themselves to take that. But the average woman, like that shit, can't be really enjoyable.
Like I said, if the guy is doing the right thing, and actually invests in foreplay,
right,
it's fine and doable and all good. But if you go in, like I said, if you go in a pound town right out the gate, no, it's not going to happen.
Oh, no.
It is not going to happen.
Right.
So, yeah. So I thought, you know, I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. It's a very outdated website.
Clearly, because there's no freaking app.
There's no app.
How you have a site and don't have an app to go along with it so you can download?
Right.
Like, daddy, he was just like, he wanted to check it out because I told him about it. He was just like, oh, where's the app? I says, no, it's kind of old. It's kind of ancient where you got to literally still go onto the computer and type it in.
So that's what I did. I was like, I want to know if this is real. So I signed up, right? And I met a whole bunch of guys.
Yeah, I dared her. I was like, I dare you.
She always dares me, always. I double dog dare you. Like, we're fucking 8 years old still. And I'm like, okay. So I do it and I sign up. Mm-hmm. And I met some really good
guys. Research sake.
Yes, yes. I met some really cool guys. And I even wrote in my profile, like, I thought this shit was a joke. And clearly it's not, but let's see what happens.
One of them you called... what was his name? What was the talk show host? Phil Donahue. That's right.
Yes, Phil Donahue. There was a guy. There was a guy that wrote me very sweet. Very, very sweet. Very funny. Had jokes. Like, so many jokes. He would just send me jokes.
Right.
And
he does.
Right. So he doesn't have his picture up. And so I was like.
Which is usually a red flag for somebody that's contacting you if they don't have a picture up.
I don't like when you don't have a picture. Right.
Right.
At least two or three pictures.
Yeah. Right. At least. So I know you're real.
Yeah. So this guy had like zero pictures. And then he sends me. So I said, you know, send me a picture. And every single one of them is like, oh, do you have Snapchat? Do you have WhatsApp? Do you have, you know, so they're not mentioning other types of social media. They're mentioning those for specifically.
Right.
I hate WhatsApp. And, you know, I do have Snapchat. But then I said, well, I have email.
Mm-hmm.
So he emails me his picture and he's like, oh, it's him and it's like two other dudes. Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, I'm the one in the middle. And I'm like, oh, he looks like Phil Donahue.
Yeah.
So adorable.
He does. He does look like Phil Donahue.
So,
you know, he needs a makeover. Like, right.
He's not a bad looking guy. Yeah, he just looks like Phil Donahue in the 80s. Like,
yeah, he needs a younger woman to give him...
spruce him up.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, maybe we'll start that. We'll start a site to...
Spruce up
men. You want to go do that? Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to talk to you anyway from afar. So Cheryl, duty calls for Cheryl. Anyway, so I get on this website and I sign up and I start meeting guys that are well endowed. And I even... tell every single one of them that I can care less about dick size. I'm not he needs to be packing, blah, 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 you know, or I'm out the door.
I'm the same way, though.
I'm just like,
as long as you know how to work it.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Put your thing down, flip it and reverse it.
Then we're all good.
Yeah, then we're all good.
Trying to open my
Because, listen, here. There's guys who have, like... they're welling down. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
they think they gotta fucking pound you.
Yeah,
to death.
It's not always about size. It's about, do you know what you're doing?
Right.
Do you know how to please this woman to satisfy her?
Mm-hmm.
And if you think just having a dick size, it's that's good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Then sorry, it's just not.
So then the game begins, and on my end, in the sense of that, I'm ready for the bullshit that I'm about to get. Right.
Yeah.
So I have Phil Donahue.
Jeez.
I have there was probably about a good 8 guys
hitting you up
in 3 days.
That some of them did not really have pictures. They were like emailing you the pictures.
Yeah, there were like 4 of them that didn't have pictures that emailed me their pictures. And to hear their stories is pretty
interesting.
It's interesting because it was very similar, where they all had situations where they were on other dating sites, they met women, they made a connection, and then it gets to the bedroom and they take their pants down and the woman's like,
holy shit,
I can't do this.
I can't do this.
I can't do this. I'm going home. like you're gonna put that in me? Oh my god. No. I'm gonna have like a tunnel in my vagina. Like, yeah. So they're like, you know, they've all been on the website for like over a year.
Right.
And so like after 3 days you pay for it. You could do a month, you could do 3 months, you could do 6 months, but the more months you do, they actually give you free months on top of that.
Right.
So like I said, a lot of them been on there for like a year. So that means they get like 3 or 6 free months.
Right.
On top of that.
Right.
It's very, like I said, very old school database type.
Clearly.
Shit. Yeah. And some of them, they're like, you know, I've made some really good connections. I'm still talking to this person. I'm friends with this person, whatever. Right. Every single one of them. So they give you the options, you know, when you fill out the main profile, like woman seeking man, mm-hmm. you know, and then it says like for commitment or serious or looking to see what's out there, like that type of bullshit.
Right.
Everybody, including myself, put down like open to the idea of, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on there.
Of something serious?
Possibly.
Right.
Right. I'll say for me, and you had to pick an option.
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly, for me, and once I started talking to these guys, I was telling them like where I'm at. I'm mm-hmm. like, look, I just got out of something serious. I'm not necessarily looking to hook up with anybody.
Right.
If it happens, it happens. But like the more I think about it and the more I'm exposed to these guys and their stories
right.
and how they conduct themselves, the more turned off I'm getting because it's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
So...
You know, it's funny. People say that they're looking for something serious or they want to be in a relationship. But then in reality, it doesn't come across as you really want that.
No.
They, you know?
Nobody should be on a site. Like I said, nobody
should
be
looking for somebody.
If
you know?
They're not done healing from previous shit.
Right.
Right.
You know, I get when people say they're honest. You know, they like, you know, I just want to have a good time. Mm-hmm. You know? Like.
I figured out a name for... You know who.
Yeah.
And
who's about to get like
and he's
by me, actually. He's about to get reamed by me, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so we're gonna call him the Italian Stallion. And because okay. I'm sure people have called him that in the past or whatever. Because
he's well endowed.
I guess. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm just, you know.
Assuming.
I'm just assuming.
Yeah.
You're on this
just
site.
Just imagine
whatever,
somebody's
right?
on that site and they're really not well endowed.
All right. That's what I said. It would be really fucked up. Be like, yeah, like, I'm packing 12 inches.
Like,
I'm
dude, you only.
And then you get him home and he's like, I don't know.
Like five. Below the average of what is stated for the site to be on.
Oh, I thought it meant -7. I could have swore I saw a line before the 7. Whoops. On the wrong site. And that's what I don't like about online dating is that
because
you have to go by how people perceive themselves.
They imagination. Some people want right. to perceive themselves how right. they see themselves in the imagination,
yeah.
not in the real
you
world.
Know what?
Like the lady from Catfish.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I need that 20-something year old filter.
Yeah. I totally see myself as I'm 27. I have no kids. I have a great job and a penthouse apartment.
An amazing body.
I have phenomenal body.
Yes.
Yes. That's how I see myself.
Flawless.
And then they see me and it's like, wait a minute. No. No.
You don't look like this.
Yeah. Yeah, so I met some kid from Massachusetts.
Uh-huh.
Was wanting to hook up badly, and then supposedly he caught COVID.
Quote unquote.
Quote unquote.
Yeah. Another bullshit artist.
Yes, I met some.
I don't understand. Like,
yeah, I've met several guys from Pennsylvania. Several guys from England. No, two guys from England. One guy from the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. One guy from Italy, but he lives in New York.
Okay,
he's coming back home this weekend.
So funny.
Yeah, he's been sending me pictures on Snapchat.
Really?
Yeah, if I have them still, I'll show you. But yeah, so I've been talking to tons of guys,
mm-hmm.
hearing their stories, seeing where they're at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I will be honest, out of all of them, I connected with one person.
Right.
Right. Nothing's happened. Mm-hmm. In the sense of like we haven't had sex or anything.
Right.
And that would be Italian Stallion, right? So what's really funny is that this guy has been on this site for a year or a little over a year.
Mm-hmm.
We live in the same borough.
Right.
You know. And from
both on the island.
Yeah. And to my understanding, especially the guys in England, they have a very difficult time meeting anybody in England because there's not many women on there. From right. England. Everybody's from another country. They're from the U.S.
Right. Maybe because it's just not put out there as much.
Right.
There.
I told them, I said, well, you guys need to promote it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put it on your car. Put it on your jacket. Something.
7 or better.
Yeah. So, and then with Italian Stallion and the other guys that I've met mm-hmm. on there, they all say the same thing. It's like Wisconsin or they're meeting women from like, you
so
know,
they're not really meeting
Iowa,
too many women from their state.
From their area. Yeah.
Right.
So, and a lot of the profile says willing to travel
right.
so, because of the fact that they're not getting people in their state.
Right.
So here I am. I connect with someone who's actually in my area. And so it's just like too many, not coincidences, but similarities. You know, we're both into the same things, same kind of humor. And in turn, obviously, because of the similarities, there's an attraction.
Right.
And we, so it, the similarities were just so much mm-hmm. for me, where it was like, I need to meet you.
Right.
And he was willing to meet like a certain day. And I was like, no, like we started talking on like a Saturday. I was like, no, I need to meet you soon.
Right.
Because I want to like put everything out on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Cause this is just too good. Like,
right. Like something is wrong.
Something's wrong here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to figure out what this is.
But you did.
Yeah. So, you know, we met up and we talked,
mm-hmm.
Very transparent about our past, our mm-hmm. present and a potential future, which was very, a small talk with about the future.
Right.
We got a little bit more into talking about the future as days went on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was funny because I'm thinking to myself, so he tells me like, you know, he just wants to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, having,
what does that fun entail?
Right. So, but in my mind, obviously for me, I just want to have fun means I just want to like sleep around.
Right.
Right. But I can't go based off of what I think fun is.
Mm-hmm. So you asked.
So him. I asked him. Mm-hmm. I said, "What, you know, you say you just want to have fun. What does that look like?"
But this was not off the first time you've met.
No, the second meeting.
Yeah, the second time.
Okay. Because I had to let that marinate for a bit, and then I was like, "What does that mean for you?"
Right.
And then you know he's like, "Oh well, you know I also know that when you're saying I want to have fun." You're not looking to have fun with just one person. That means I don't want to be serious with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so you're seeing other people. Right.
So, you know, he's like, you know, just have fun. You know, I you know, he works odd hours. He has a hard time meeting people because he works these odd hours.
Right.
But he does have things that he wants and desires in life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you have wants and desires in life. But
what are those wants and desires? Exactly.
He wants to have kids. And he started his profile talking about the fact of how his marriage failed because they didn't have kids.
Okay.
So I already knew that this was a factor.
Okay.
I actually read what people write about themselves.
Right. Because some people don't really do that.
They go based off of the picture. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, this person's hot.
But and then you're asking me questions that you could have read off my profile.
Exactly. I told him about that. I said, it pisses me off.
Yeah,
guys will write me and they'll be like, oh, I like what you wrote in your profile. And they'll be like, oh, so do you have any kids? And it's like, I literally wrote that I have
a kid. So clearly, motherfucker, you didn't read my profile.
Yeah, I'm not fucking stupid.
So we're already starting off with the bullshit.
Right. So in his profile, he literally states that
he
wanted to have kids and then they didn't have kids and they got divorced, right? When I met him, that was the first thing he mentioned. Right. So I already knew that the kid thing was a big factor for him.
Right.
That is his end goal. But for now, have fun along the way, which I get. However, so then when he's explaining to me, what does that fun look like or what does that mean to him?
Mm-hmm.
I say, OK, so are you on any other dating sites? Because then this just can't be it.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact it's an actual website. It's not an app.
Yeah, of course.
And so he's like, yeah, you know, I was on two other sites. I got off of one and then I was on another one. And then I said, oh, so then are you seeing someone else? Because I definitely can't be the only one.
Of course. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm seeing someone. It's been about 6 months and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So you have a girlfriend. It's 6 months now.
So interesting that you don't bring that up
The first time I'm meeting you.
Yeah, you start off with talking about I want to have fun,
mm-hmm.
and then you bring up certain points, and he's just like, "Oh yeah,
did I forget that?"
By the way, you know, I just happened to leave that out, like I was fucking born yesterday. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on now. Like, these are things that you know going into meeting somebody and talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that in the back of your mind that you're seeing this person for 6 months.
Right.
But then you go and he tells you, oh, I just want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Right. And so, and to me, when people say I just want to have fun, that means that they don't take me seriously from the very beginning.
Right.
I'm just a fun.
Just a jump off.
Just a jump off. Yeah. I'm just a fun person.
Right.
And so I already know where to place you.
Right.
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 So if you're placing me that I'm just fun, then this isn't serious. This is just whatever.
Just what it is.
It is whatever. Right. Right. But being in a serious relationship with someone, it should be brought out
from the get go.
Yeah. And I've said this I don't remember what episode it was, but I said, I have a lot of respect for men that are fucking real right out from the very beginning.
Straight up. Yeah. Of course.
From the very beginning. And
you seeing somebody? Yeah. Okay. I'm just letting you know I'm seeing somebody, but you know, I think like you said, the story with the guy.
Yeah.
And he said he was like, hot. Yeah. I just want to get
like,
it in.
He's like, yeah. He goes, he literally just had a baby and he's married. And I said, well, why would you want to risk that? Because I'm a fucking dude and you're goddamn hot. Okay, I can respect that because that's the fucking truth right there.
Right. There's not too many men that are out here that are like,
they want to be like, dance around it and be like, well,
I just want to keep my options open. You know, I'm seeing this one.
Yeah.
But you know what? I just want to keep you here just in case this doesn't really work out so much. So I have somebody who's on the back burner because that's what it really all about, having options.
Right.
You know? Because there's something there with the first one that you're unsure about, hence why you're going to get somebody else who is an option.
Right.
Because if you're seeing somebody for 6 months or anybody at that.
And you're bringing them around the family.
Yeah. Why even be on these sites?
Right. Exactly.
If you're trying to be serious with this person, right. Especially if they have kids, mm-hmm. you know, those are shit that you got to factor in before you.
And that's what I told him. I said, okay, so you have a girlfriend, and I just called it out for what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have a girlfriend.
Maybe you know how men stay. They don't want to call. They don't want to like make a title onto it. But then once you start bringing that woman around your family,
oh yeah,
then yeah,
and it is what it is.
Right.
There are other people that are in your lives that mean a lot to you that you're bringing this person around.
Exactly.
Right. So that's serious. That's mm-hmm. not bullshit. And that's right. not
because you don't bring anybody around your family.
That's not something to toy with. That's not something to play with.
Right.
Right. So for me, I. You know, people ask me, oh, do you want to get married again? I said, I'm not really thinking about getting married again, but I'm open to the idea. I want to get
married again.
Good.
Yes.
So if you meet that one mm-hmm. and it happens, great. I'm open to that idea.
Yeah.
Do I want to have kids again? Obviously, I can't.
We can't. Yes. And that was the best thing. You know, we had that surgery that kind of took out that thing. And now, woohoo.
Well, I was in a shit ton of pain. And I had
fibroids.
Yeah. And so. I had endometriosis. So yes. I had to get rid of mine.
Yeah. Uterus, so we had a partial hysterectomy.
Yes.
And plus we had kids.
Yeah.
You know, so I remember my doctor was just like, you want any more kids? Yeah, I was like, no.
She didn't even let her finish the question.
Yeah, she's thing.
Like, no.
I was just like, no. She was just like, because she says there's a possibility that they can grow back. So they can go in and take mm-hmm. out the fibroids, but they can come back.
Right.
Why do I want to have to put myself through that shit twice?
Right. Physically, I was declining and it was so painful. And for
Which
me
is
to go
crazy because I told you
I was bleeding like crazy. And yeah, it was just really, really bad.
Yeah.
The endometriosis just got extreme as each month was passing.
But you didn't even really know what it was.
No.
Until I told you, I was like, you need to go see my doctor because I don't know what fucking doctor you got.
Right. And so it wasn't a thing of like, you know, I want a partial hysterectomy because I don't want kids anymore. It was more so I want to get a partial hysterectomy because I'm in fucking pain.
Yeah. And it's health-wise why we both did it.
Yeah.
You know?
So, but I was open. I'm still open to the idea of adoption.
Right.
You know, because there's a lot of kids that don't have homes.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
Yeah, it is.
You know, and I still have so much love to give. And I'm a big Same. Fucking kid myself. So. Yeah.
And I got two kids. Yeah. And I'm so open for something like that.
Right. So, you know, the option of kids is just going to come in from a different dynamic.
Right.
But if I'm with the right person, the right partner, I'm open to all different types of stuff.
Right.
But is I...
And being honest and upfront with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because trust me, these ladies...
Oh, they
men,
will play.
Men, hear me out. If you want kids... Mm-hmm. Trust me, a woman will bullshit you to thinking that they want kids. And when they get you and they trap you, they're like, you know what? Change my mind. I really don't. Sorry.
Makes that idea. Especially the older we get.
Yeah. Especially if you're older and we have kids already.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to be real. I got two. I don't want any more.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I'm not one of those that will lie to you and be like, yeah, I want
to put my body through this again,
you know, at this age.
Right. It's no. like our childhood friend. He's been with his girlfriend for a really long time. And when he met her, her daughter was 6.
Right.
Now her daughter is 20. Mm-hmm. So I had asked him, I said, well, you know, do you think you're going to have any kids? Because I'm sure, you know, your family. He's like, oh, yeah, my dad wants me to have a kid so bad. Mm-hmm. And he goes, and a part of me wants to. But then when I think about, you know, putting my girl's body through that again, and it's years later.
Right.
He's like, and then like we're older, and then there's that 20-year age gap between the two kids. It's like,
yeah, that's a little bit much.
He's like, so I don't.
And then once you get to a certain age, you know, for women, once you hit 35 and go mm-hmm. past that, then there's those health risks that have to be mindful of.
Yeah, they become high risk.
You're high risk pregnancy. Mm-hmm. So. You know, and that's why I said for me, my cutoff was 35. And that was after that, that was it. I had my son, my youngest son at 33. Mm-hmm. That was it for me.
Yeah. And so that's why I said, like, maybe if I was, you know, 29, 30,
yeah,
you know, at least my kid and the sibling would be closer in age.
Right.
The other thing was that I would be with the right partner.
Right.
You want to be with the right partner.
Yeah.
I probably would have put my body through that again.
Right.
But because of all the health complications, no. But I do love kids. And I would totally be open to adoption. But anyway, I get people wanting to have their own biological kid.
Right.
So I knew that this was a factor for him. Mm-hmm. And right when I read it, right when he mentioned it, that was the first thing out of his mouth.
Right.
I knew that, okay, well, let's see where this stops. Because it probably stops right here. Mm-hmm. Then you brought in the, I just want to have fun. So that means, okay, well, that means you're not just on this website. That means you're on other websites. And then I'm like,
unbeknownst to her, that right. the person that he's seeing, which right. is a little bit unsettling.
Fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
So then, you know, I'm like, so then are you seeing someone else? And he's like, yeah. So you're saying 6 months, you guys are around each other's families. It's serious. So then I said, so then why are you on this site?
Which is very upsetting. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why I say about options, you know. He, you know, from based on what you told me, he has a lot in common with you.
Oh, hell yeah.
And probably more in common with you than he has with this one. Mm-hmm. So what is really behind it with him? Is it the kids factor? You know, because he really wants kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, you know.
But but this is the funny thing. She's so perfect. She's so this, she's so that. So then why are you still on the site?
But what makes her so perfect? You know, this is a thing with men that I can't stand. Instead of being with somebody who you connect with, you're mm-hmm. friends with, you have things in common, mm-hmm. you know.
They're your friends and you grow.
Click. Yeah, you click. People tend to focus more on, oh, she looks like this. Mm-hmm. She fits this criteria.
This image.
Oh, she has this, she has that. But then the personality is like shit.
Yeah.
You know?
We get along to this point.
Yeah, to this point. Exactly.
You know?
Instead of.
You can't shoot the shit.
Yeah. And you can't shoot the shit. You can't be yourself.
Real. You can't be real.
Yeah, you can't 100% be yourself. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. Hence why so many relationships don't work out in the end. Because, you know, that shit don't last long.
Nope.
That image only lasts for a period of time before at some point you start to
stray away.
Yes, exactly.
And so remember I told you when we say, you know, all right, I've learned my lesson. And then the universe goes, oh yeah, let's see if you've learned your lesson.
Right.
And it throws you this thing.
This curveball.
That's how life is. Here's this curveball. Did you learn your lesson? Right.
And I think he's doing it again.
I think he's doing it again too.
Right. Because here's this woman who's, you know, you said in her late 30s, mm-hmm. she has 2 kids that are close in age. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be honest. I don't, even though she may say, I'm open to having another one. I don't think she wants another one. Mm-hmm. Especially if you've got 2 younger ones mm-hmm. already. Mm-hmm. You want a third younger one. You know, it's not like they're older. You know what I mean? And having
it's hard enough with one.
Yeah. Listen, I had 2 young kids. And trust me, by myself, and it's not easy.
And you're well off in a sense where you don't even need.
I don't need somebody.
But
else
it's still
to help
hard.
Me. But it's still hard to manage 2 kids by yourself mm-hmm. because you're doing everything alone. That's me. I don't know her situation.
And
she
I
has
think
help
that every
from anybody.
And I think that every child mm-hmm. needs some kind of positive male role model.
Right.
And I had said to him, I said it shouldn't even matter that there are 2 little kids, mm-hmm. even if you got with someone like me that has an older kid.
Yeah.
my kid still needs a male role model. He doesn't need a father or a daddy. He has a father.
Right.
But having a positive male role model is important to any kid.
Right.
And he and I both came from single family households.
Right.
So he should know that.
Exactly.
Other people should know that.
Right.
You know?
My thing is don't let, you know, don't be fooled.
But no, but this is... Don't be fooled by, you know... This is the shit that's bothering me about it. Right. Is that, like, I get it. He's a dude. Guys are guys. That doesn't excuse the fact that you've connected with her kids.
Yeah.
And now you're fucking playing her.
Right.
You're going back on this site and your excuse is, well, I tend to be a little cheap.
I was bored.
I tend to be a little cheap. That's not something to
That's
joke
not
about.
An excuse. No.
Because now you're opening a door mm-hmm. where you could possibly have something else with someone else.
Right.
Not even me. I'm just saying in general.
Right.
Having something with someone else and you possibly connecting with that person even better.
Right.
Let's say I was some girl that I didn't have a hysterectomy.
Right.
And I'm open to having kids. So that means, and we get along great on every other level. You're going to fucking leave this girl, this woman.
Who has two kids that you
already connected with.
Right.
Because you want what you want.
Right. And you got to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, be honest with yourself. Be honest with what you want.
The bigger picture. Look at the bigger fucking picture.
Exactly.
And I get it. We live in the moment. We live for right now.
Right. But there's consequences and
repercussions.
So,
and then on the flip side of that is that then there's me, or let's just say if I wasn't who I was and he connected with someone that can give him what he wants.
Right.
And this is playing on in the background. Now you're just wasting people's time and playing with people's emotions.
Right.
Because
it's not all about you.
Yes.
You know, that's what the frustrating part.
That I don't like.
That's being selfish, mm-hmm. you know, because you're thinking strictly of yourself and not the feelings of the other people that you may be affecting,
mm-hmm.
you know? Mm-hmm. So I just have a problem with that when it comes down to when men and women, because it goes both ways. Mm-hmm. We both do it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm no angel by any means, but this is the reality. This is the shit,
mm-hmm.
you know? And when you're a son, right, and you see your mom go through shit with mm-hmm. with your father,
right, you shouldn't want to be able
right
you shouldn't want to
look
do
at my
that
ex-husband his
return.
Dad cheated on his mom. His mom walked in on him cheating on her twice, and
that's some bullshit,
and my ex-husband was with her,
never
seeing that. Right, seeing that,
I would be one of those people. I would be like, hold on for a second,
hold up. Yeah.
let me go fucking get something. Okay,
but this is my point, is that he saw his mom hurt and go through that,
yeah, of course.
And then what does my ex-husband do? The same exact shit that his dad did.
Yeah.
You know, me, you know now here I have a son, mm-hmm. and he's seeing this. I'm not gonna allow this to happen,
mm-hmm.
but
it's kind of out of your hands.
Right
You could just only teach him in hopes that he will do the right thing as he gets older,
right? But you know, now this gentleman
mm-hmm.
went through the same thing. His mom got hurt by his dad.
Right. So that should be kind of in the back of his mind.
Yeah, you're repeating a pattern here. So really seriously think about what it is that you want. Because if you're saying you want this and you want that, you know,
you got to figure that
you're
out.
You're going to have to be committed.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, sometimes, you know, it sucks. You know, sometimes we don't always get what we want, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes, you know, you want kids and you want this, you want that. Sometimes it doesn't work out that way. But then you meet somebody who you connect with and that has kids and they have, you know, and you end up connecting with them. They end up at some point becoming like your own.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in that space, you know, to allow yourself to let go and to, you know,
mm-hmm.
go, you know, that direction.
Well, I mean, I'm cool.
Cause I give, more, I give props when I see, you know, on Instagram, there's these videos of, you know, these couples getting married. Each one of them mm-hmm. have kids from separate, you know, relationships. And here's the man, you know, say like, for example, you know, I'll give you an example. The wife, the woman, didn't have any involvement with the father
mm-hmm.
at all. So this little girl did not know her father at all, mm-hmm. was not a factor in her life. And when this man that she was marrying came in, not only did he give vows to the wife that
he gave vows to the little girl.
Yeah. And adopted her.
Yeah, which I think is great.
And it was the most
beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful thing, you know, and it's very emotional mm-hmm. to see that little girl and that man who knows that this is not mine, but she's now she's becoming mine.
Yeah.
You know, and that just shows, you know,
the type of man you are.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you're not playing games. You're serious. You're committed. Yeah. You're in it.
Right.
You know,
so sometimes it doesn't always work out, you know, the way you want. But mm-hmm. if you meet the right person, you're like, you know, you'll do anything for the person that you love, including for the, you know,
their child. Because yes. that's why I said, when you're with somebody who has a kid, it's a package.
Yeah. It's a package deal. Right. Yeah.
So then now, all right. So we're going to push that story aside. Mm-hmm. So now what's really, what's funny also what's been happening. So I've been having dates.
Yeah, so you know, it's so interesting with Dagna because she gets herself into, she doesn't really get herself into anything.
No, it just comes.
They
to
just
me.
It just falls in her lap, technically. You know,
yeah, I ain't fucking looking for
I
it.
I know. It's like these men that you know mm-hmm. personally, mm-hmm. or you know, you've known for years.
Yeah.
Have these little weird situations that you have to kind of question, like you know, like a dog, like what's really going on in your life?
Yeah, because like you're not what yeah,
you have a girlfriend,
you're living with your girlfriend.
Yeah, you know that you living, you quote unquote committed to, but then you're making plans. Oh, yo, let's go out
every week.
Yeah,
for the last 4 weeks, I've been hanging out with this person,
and it's like,
and I'm like, and not that I don't like hanging out with this person, I love hanging out with him.
Yeah, because you're practically friends. But you once dated.
We were together
at some point.
Yeah,
and now both of you are mad chill, cool. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, my thing is, what happened to the girlfriend? Does she know
that because you're hanging out with me?
Yeah, because I'm gonna keep it real with you. Yeah. If my man was like, yeah, I'm going to go hang out with my buddy who used to be my ex, you know, after work for some drinks, I'm going to be like, say what now?
Yes. Yeah. Why aren't you coming straight home? You know, and we're making plans to do this, that, and the third. And so like, I get it in his case because he's a very unique gentleman.
Right.
And he and I have a lot in common when it comes to like the horror goth.
So I'm sure he has a whole lot more. And just here we go again.
Yes.
Here we go again.
I wish you guys could see Cheryl's like body.
Yeah.
Another body language.
Another situation where here, these guys are dating women mm-hmm. who they have nothing in common with. Mm-hmm. How the fuck did you get together with this person who you have nothing in common with?
Because they do the, oh, well, then, you know, she's a mature age.
She's a good girl.
She's established. She's got a lot going for her.
Again, you're looking at the wrong picture. They're yes. looking at the wrong setup mm-hmm. of the image mm-hmm. instead of looking at the values and what comes along with this person that who you connect with.
Right.
So here's this guy who probably has nothing in common with this woman that he's living with and with. And here you are, who he has everything in common with, mm-hmm. who he can really shoot the breeze and just chill and be himself and let his guard down
and
with.
I'm going to say the reason we didn't work out was because he's very selfish. He always thinks about himself.
Right.
You know, and so he wasn't very thoughtful.
Right.
I broke up with him because he wasn't being very thoughtful.
Right.
Anytime any situation came up, I was right there like, you know, what do you need? How can I help you? Like, I was his girlfriend.
Right. And in return, he wasn't doing the same
thing.
Yeah.
And when shit was going on with me and I needed him to mm-hmm. support me and have my back and just be there and be thoughtful, mm-hmm. it was like
over
his head. Like, he had no idea.
Right.
Of, no.
Sorry. Wrong button.
She meant to do that
yeah,
one.
It was like crickets. Yeah. He was nowhere to be found.
Yes. And, right. and obvious situations that would make sense to be there.
Right.
It's like fucking no brainer. Right. You know, I'll mention. So like my grandfather had a stroke and then got diagnosed with cancer and he was just going through it mm-hmm. really, really bad. My grandfather was in the hospital and the hospital was down the block from my ex's mom's house. And he would be at his mom's house and he'd be like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, I'm in the ER with my grandfather. He's bleeding like crazy. Like mm-hmm. you would think that you would come and just be with me.
Right. As support.
Yeah. And he was just like, oh, all right. Sorry to hear that. Are you coming by my place after you're done? And it's like, it hurt because it was just very cold and not thoughtful at right. all, you know?
Yeah.
And then I think the icing on the cake was when my mother-in-law passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, you know, my mother-in-law passed away. And she was super close with my son.
Mm-hmm.
She was grandma. She was a great grandma for him.
Right.
And this is the first loss that my son is going through.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell him and I ask him, all right, can you come to the wake? Well, why would I do that? I didn't know her. And it's like, no, motherfucker. God. I know you don't know her.
Right.
But it's just but to be there. That,
yeah. Just to be there for me.
For me and for my son. Yeah. Because this is the first loss that he's going through.
Right.
And when that happened, I remember coming over to his house and I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Right.
You know, like here I am. You have something going on. I'm dropping what I'm doing and I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm doing shit because I want to, because I'm your partner.
Mm-hmm.
But here things are going on for me and you're not thinking like that.
Right.
So that's why we ended.
Fast forwarding now.
Yeah.
But to the future.
But at the end of the day, he's a cool guy.
Right. He has a lot going for him. He's cool.
He's cool. I like hanging out with him. We have fun. We can joke around. Like, it's good.
But again, he's with somebody who
he's living
with. He's living, but he's living it with somebody who he, in reality, let's be real, doesn't 100% connect with.
Right. Because if he did, he'd be going straight home after work instead of meeting up with me for drinks.
It's like you have somebody at home.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, the only way I'm going out with my girls or somebody else is if, yo, I don't want to fucking go home.
Right. I don't want to go home. Yeah,
because I don't want to fucking deal with the bullshit.
Right.
You know? So.
Yeah. So, yeah. And now we're making plans to go to the movies and do this, that. I'm like, it's a little weird.
Something else is going on.
Something's going on, but you're not telling me.
It's unbeknownst to you, but you can kind of have an idea.
Right. Because
we're not stupid. Right. You know?
And then when you're saying goodbye to me, like, you're kissing me on my lips, like you're not kissing me on the cheek like a friend.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I'm
not going to be the other woman. I'm tired of being the other woman. I deserve to be the priority. But then at the same time, when I'm seeing these situations around me, it's like, Dagna, do you really want to be the priority? Because these guys are not the women that they're making a priority. They're not.
Yeah, exactly.
They're playing fucking games.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, well, I'm not happy or I'm missing this or this is, you know, lacking.
It's selfish.
Yeah. And it's
there's a lot of men out there who are just all about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you say that you want a good woman.
Oh.
And then here you got a good woman, but you're not fucking doing great by her. A good, you know?
Yeah. I met somebody else on that website who I was like, so what happened with your last relationship? And we were talking about our past relationships. Mm-hmm. And I told him that, what happened with my ex and why I'm in the space I'm in, that I'm working on myself. And then I told him, I said, and he like cuts me off as I'm telling him what happened. And he's like, yeah, see, I don't understand it. Why women go out with assholes? Like here I am a good guy and I'm always fucking getting hurt and da 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 da. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, it goes down to self-worth. You know, it's the same thing. Like there's that book, Why Men Love Bitches. why are guys with women that treat them like shit?
Right.
It's all down to self-worth. And then you start doing shit and you end up in these codependent relationships because you can't be without a relationship.
Right.
Or you're the one giving, 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 and the other person's not. So you're still there because you want a relationship. Right. That's not how it should be.
Right.
And it has to go back to, let me work on myself. Let me heal up. Let me give myself time. And in that time, really work on myself so that when I do, or if when I am ready for a relationship, I don't waste any time and it's real.
Right.
It's not to pass the time, because that's mm-hmm. what it ends up being, is I'm passing fucking time with what?
Right? Right.
With guys that don't even want to do shit with me or be invested. Right. So then I said, well, what happened in your last relationship? And then he goes, oh, well, I ended up like cheating on her. I was like, oh, but you're the good guy that got that gets hurt all the time. What happened?
Right.
I said, so why did you do that? He's like, well, you know, I take ownership. Yeah, I know I fucked up. And I was like, yeah, but why did you do it? You know, and it was just.
Because it's always a reason.
It's always a reason. Mm-hmm. And he, and it was just so funny. I said, so you just.
Or there's just some of those men that are just straight out dogs.
Right.
They just. Don't know how to be faithful.
Yeah, he's like, well, she went, you know, she ended up leaving me and she went back to her ex who's a fucking loser and da da da. I said, so you're any better?
Because you cheated on her.
I said,
anyway.
You cheated on her. Right. So are you any better? I said, unfortunately, and I feel bad for your ex,
mm-hmm.
she has self-worth problems. So she just ends up in these relationships with these toxic men, including you.
Right.
That's what I told him.
I'm sure he didn't like that very much.
He didn't even understand it.
Because his mind is so fucking closed. It's like,
yeah,
I'm talking and it's like, wonk, 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 wonk.
He said he doesn't believe in that. He doesn't believe that people have self-worth problems, hence why they end up in bad relationships. And I was like, okay, you're clearly not mature.
Probably why you're by yourself.
Exactly. You're clearly not mature. Right, so no. We're going to leave you in this box.
He's a person that he sounds like the type of person that wouldn't even hear or listen to what his partner has to say, because this is what I think and this is what I know, and that's it.
Yeah.
And that's it.
And that's why he and I would never work out.
I don't know how he will work out with anybody, to tell you the truth, if you're not willing to open up your mind to see other mm-hmm. views mm-hmm. and how other things work, because it's just not how you think.
Yeah.
He's very closed-minded in that aspect.
And also with being on this site and meeting these guys, I started thinking about like the whole, remember how we were talking about online dating and everything? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if women tend to just go on a site and stick with that site, or do they go on multiple sites like these guys? Because these guys are not just on the one site. Yeah, they're on 2-3 other sites.
Yeah. So the guy
to bring out their options.
So Daddy, you know, he was on, I met him on one site.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, in the beginning, he wasn't coming off, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I remember him telling me, yeah, he was on XYZ, you know, mm-hmm. he was on these other sites. And I was just like, oh, good to know.
But he should have told you that in the beginning.
I mean, is it really a thing to tell me?
Yeah.
That? Because I didn't tell him, well, you know, guess what? I was on this and that site.
No, because you were only on the one site.
Yeah.
So when you guys first met and your guys,
even though I do have another site that I'm not really on, you
right.
know,
no, but yeah. your guys are getting to know each other.
Right.
You know, and when that initial meeting, it's like put everything out on the table.
I guess in his mind, he didn't think it to be like
put
a big deal.
It is a big deal, though.
I know, because, but I guess in his mind, he didn't think it to be a big deal.
It's there sitting in the background that you don't know about.
Again, so until he mentioned it.
Right. So if something happens, and not saying that this is him,
mm-hmm.
but if something happens, he's going to end up like the Italian stallion. Oh, well, I'm bored. I'm just going to pass time. Oh, look. Oh, I have so much in common with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she lives close to me. She doesn't live in another borough. She doesn't live in another state. She's literally going to be living 2 blocks from me. Like,
right.
We're into this. We're into that. Da, 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 da. Oh, I'm not, you know, I tend to be cheap. I'm not going to get rid of this site. I'm going to wait for this subscription to end out. So that doesn't mean you go on, though.
Yeah, you know what exactly. I mean? Exactly. Because mind you, I have a profile that mm-hmm. I had paid for, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't have anything on there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't delete it until my subscription is up.
Right.
You know, and that's when you could really officially delete it. But my picture is not on there. Nothing right. is on there. I don't even go on there. The app is not even on my phone.
Right.
You know?
And,
this is,
and so like,
I'm just waiting for it to expire so I can fucking delete
that,
it.
And that is the kicker when it comes to this website. Because right. it's a website. It's not even an app. So you right. purposely logged on.
Exactly.
To see what was there.
You went into, well, he doesn't. He went on to, I would say Safari, but
yeah,
he doesn't have, he's an Android. That's another red flag. Sorry. Android, yes. Android users.
Yes. Yes. So, you know, but you're purposely going on to see, hey, what's out there? Blah, yeah. blah, blah, blah.
I mean, I get when you're bored and there's nothing else to do. So you're like, oh, let me see what's going on.
Swipe right, left, yeah. right, left, right, left.
But like, then for you to respond, or he reached out to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's something else. You know, it's one thing to go on and just look, mm-hmm. you browse, but mm-hmm. it's another thing to reach out to somebody and say, hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Knowing that you're seeing somebody else that you've been seeing for 6 months, and then you're involved with their kids too.
Mm-hmm. And they were involved with your family.
Right. That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
There's no twist and turning it to make it sound or be any better. It just is what it is at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, so it's about, you know, and it just seems like his focus, he should have learned from his first situation to know, you know, because it just looks like he's looking for that family dynamic, which, you know, everybody wants, you know,
and to belong and to have a family.
And I totally understand that, mm-hmm. but don't focus on the image of what this person is perceiving.
I think it's like I said yesterday,
and just don't go off of what a woman says, because we have our ways sometimes. I mean, sure.
I mean, you wanted a kid.
Yeah.
And your ex didn't. So there's that other dynamic.
Yeah. So I'm going to be real, you know? I wanted a kid and I did a test. Unbeknownst to him, mm-hmm. which is fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know, I was younger. You know, I could admit that now.
Right.
You know, my daughter is much older now. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was going to happen. So here you do certain things and you don't think it's going to, just like how it is. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he went on, he's seen this person, didn't think anything with you, mm-hmm. you know, didn't think anything of it. And then boom. This connection that mm-hmm. I'm sure he didn't realize or knew what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. So as I say, you do things, you sometimes do things without even realizing how it will turn and end up.
Like I said, the universe will test you.
Yeah.
You say you learned your lesson. Okay. Let's see if you learned your lesson.
Right.
Because you have a connection with me clearly.
Right.
Right.
And I'm sure he didn't expect that.
Nope.
You know?
But then you have this person on the side who is the priority and the main person, and she can give you kids.
Well, I'm sure who's opposite of you.
I don't know.
I'm sure.
I don't know. She's so perfect. So
there's
she's,
nobody perfect. So if that person was perfect,
you wouldn't be talking to me.
Yeah, there would be no need to even go on.
Right.
Log on.
Right.
Much less, you know.
Right. You wouldn't even have logged on.
Yeah.
You wouldn't even wrote.
We already say that if you are 100% into one person, mm-hmm. there's no need to turn your head to look for anything else unless there is something about this person that doesn't grab your full attention.
Right.
And if there's something, then that's the reason why you look the other way.
And so now here's this person who says, oh yeah, I totally want kids. And I think that it's going to play out the same way as the marriage. Honestly.
I 100% agree with that.
But we'll see. We'll see. I
100% agree.
Especially
when you have kids already.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing if the woman did not have kids.
And younger.
And was a little bit younger. Yes. Mm-hmm. But now she has two kids, younger kids, and she's older. Mm-hmm. And that cutoff time is coming up. And not to say women don't have, in today's world, women don't have kids later on in life. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get it. You know, we're in a different time. But she has two little kids that are close in age. Who really knows? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe she will hold true to her word. Who really knows? But we already know how it goes with women. We will say certain things and sometimes try to do certain things to trap you. And once you are trapped and we have you in our clutches, that's when we'll be like, you know what? I don't got to do this anymore.
I already got you.
Yeah, I already got you.
As guys too.
Guys do the same shit, but mm-hmm. it's just the reality of it.
That's why I'm scared.
It's a game. It's a fucking game.
The game.
Yeah, that we fucking play, you know?
It's like, when do we stop playing the games and we start getting real?
Exactly.
That should be the episode.
No, I really don't want to have kids. No, this is what it is. But, you know, I really like you. You're really important to me. Here are my kids. I really need a male figure in their lives. And hopefully, you know.
You're it.
Time goes on, that would be the real shit to say.
Say, yeah.
Instead of saying, yeah, I'm considering it. Yeah. You know.
It's like my ex.
And I'm not saying because I don't know her. Right. So I don't really know. Right. But, you know, it's like a toss up. You don't really know.
It's like my ex and his ex. She wanted to get married and have kids. And he knew that he didn't want to get married and have kids, but he kept saying, oh, well, I might change my mind. I might change my mind.
No.
My friend,
my best friend, mm-hmm. him, he's straight up, he's with somebody who wants to get married. Mm-hmm. And up from day one, he says, I don't want to get married. I don't want to get married.
I don't want to get married.
And she keeps asking the same question over and over. And they've been together for years. Mm-hmm. And he just got out of a divorce, mm-hmm. you know? Sweetie, he doesn't want to fucking get married.
You're wasting your time.
It's not going to change. Mm-hmm. And he's straight up front with her. Mm-hmm. So if you choose to stay after all these years expecting maybe he might possibly change his mind, you're sadly mistaken.
And the thing is that you can't rush things like that, especially children. So if you're talking about she's in her mid to late 30s, mm-hmm. and she's got two little ones,
right?
You guys are getting to know each other. You're just starting to get a place of your own for the first time. Mm-hmm. You need time to live on your own. Then you guys need time to live together to see if you guys can work out.
Right.
And then possibly get married and then talk about having kids.
Right.
By that time,
she's already in her 40s.
She's already in her fucking 40s.
By the time
and with each passing year, that window of having kids is going to die.
Right.
So that's the bigger picture. But anyway, we're going to get off of this topic and end
Wrap
this.
It up.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
So that's another episode of Lady and the Harlot.
If you want to reach out to us, just go to ladyandtheharlot.com. Reach out to us on Instagram and Facebook. At the end of the day, it's just Lady and the Harlot.
And with that, I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
All the good girls go to her.